staring at the south end of northbound cattle, slaving in the saddle all day. You got to be some kind of natural born fool to want to live your life this way.
If there's one thing that everyone who's spent hours in a saddle can agree on, it's that being a cowboy isn't easy. And it's for that reason, I've been told, that when it comes to relaxing or celebrating or having a ball, few can hold a candle to a cowboy. Which brings us to the Cowboys' Christmas Ball, an event that dates back to 1885. Sitting backstage before his recent performance at the Deadwood Mountain Grand, Michael Martin Murphy talks about the cowboy culture and the Cowboys' Christmas Ball.
Well, the Cowboys' Christmas Ball originated in Anson, Texas in 1885. There was a wedding, and Anson was quite a successful town at that time. It was a huge agricultural center. When this wedding happened around Christmas, they decided to have it as a ball for all the ranchers and cowboys. They all came to town, and Larry Chittenden, who was a New York journalist, happened to be in town visiting his uncle, and he wrote a poem called The Cowboy's Christmas Ball.
The poem was published in the New York Times and the London Times, as well as in a book of poetry Chittenden wrote that became popular across the United States and Europe. But Murphy says there's an irony.
Understand that they did not call it the Cowboy's Christmas Ball. The local people didn't. Larry Chittenden coined that term. So a New Yorker really was a man who created the term Cowboy's Christmas Ball and started a Texas tradition.
A Texas tradition, notes Murphy, that soon spread to other places across the West.
It was a dance using all the old frontier dances. And dancing didn't really get separated from communities until the honky-tonks came in later on, and then Prohibition happened. Dancing was a part of every community.
And the Cowboys' Christmas Ball quickly became the dance that everyone went to.
Even if it snowed and they had a blizzard in West Texas, people came on horseback, they came on sleighs, they came on wagons, they got there.
Once they got there, they did what many cowboys have become known for doing almost as well as they ride horses, says Murphy.
Dancing was very, very popular. It was universally loved. They would bring in a fiddler and a banjo player, not big bands, you know. It was all acoustic music, of course. And they would do square dance calling, some square dancing, stuff like that. And they would do these great old dances like the Varsuvian waltz.
Since cowboys didn't have fancy duds, they'd wear their best work clothes to the ball with their spurs on. But the line was drawn at hats, which weren't allowed on the dance floor, as they aren't today. The Cowboys' Christmas Ball fell by the wayside during the First World War and Prohibition, but was revived in 1934. After the success of his Cowboy Songs album in 1990, Michael Martin Murphy was invited to play at Anson's annual celebration. This Saturday will mark his 20th year of performing there. In order to protect the traditions of the Cowboys' Christmas Ball, Murphy suggested the town trademark the name. As a result, anyone who wants to hold a similar event using that name, such as the town of Deadwood has, needs to get permission.
We own those words. Having said that, we allow a lot of people to do it if they go by the traditions. There's no drinking at the ball. There's no smoking at the ball. Can't wear a hat on the dance floor in Texas.
Women are encouraged to wear skirts below the knee. But more important than these technicalities, says Murphy, is maintaining the spirit of the cowboy, the hardworking individualist who always took time out near Christmas to gather with friends and family, sharing music, dance, and laughter, and acknowledge the traditions of the season. Here in South Dakota, where the snow is known to fall, make sure you keep your cowboy. Merry Christmas, one and all. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.
The music was a fiddle and a lively tambourine, by stage from Abilene. Now the room was togged out gorgeous with mistletoe and shawls, and the candles flickered frescoes all around them, Mary.